invasion is expected. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today saying he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to further invade Ukraine.
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision. We have reason to believe that.
The president says intelligence indicates Moscow will create a pretext for an invasion, adding the door to diplomacy remains open as long as Russia does not attack. The 15 boxes of White House records that were stored at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence contained items marked as classified national security information. That's according to the National Archives and Records Administration. The agency said the matter has been referred to the Justice Department. Investigators there will look to see if Trump's actions, both during his presidency and after, violated the Presidential Records Act, enacted in 1978 after former President Richard Nixon wanted to destroy documents related to the Watergate scandal. A former Minnesota police officer was sentenced today for her manslaughter conviction in the death of Dante Wright.
Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu tearful as she handed down the sentence of 2 years, of which former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter will serve less than 15 months for mistaking her gun for her taser last year and shooting and killing Dante Wright as he resisted arrest over a warrant.
Officer Potter made a mistake that ended tragically. She never intended to hurt anyone.
The sentence also after a moment of empathy from prosecutors acknowledging that Potter was a good and decorated cop.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy has tested positive for COVID-19, along with his wife and 5-year-old son, just days after reporting his daughter was infected. He says he has mild symptoms and is following CDC quarantine guidelines. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is probably a more dangerous place now than during the Cold War, with East-West tensions at their highest point since the collapse of the Soviet Union in the 1990s. Guterres warned today that a small mistake or miscommunication between major powers could have catastrophic consequences. Former Vice President Mike Pence spoke at Stanford University last night in a speech billed as How to Save America from the Woke Left. He told the audience he had no regrets about his actions on January 6th last year as he oversaw the counting of Electoral College votes that certified President Biden's win.
I know in my heart that we did our duty that day.
Former President Trump has claimed Pence could have rejected electors from some states and overturned the presidential election results. A number of Austin, Texas police officers have been indicted following racial injustice protests.
19 police officers in Austin are now indicted by a grand jury in that city related to their actions during the 2020 riots in Austin, where they used non-lethal ammunition, though the specific charges are not being publicized. The city has already agreed to pay $10 million to people injured when police used force. The police union in Austin says no officer will ever be convicted, calling the indictments political. No charges have been filed against rioters who attacked police that day. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The World Health Organization said authorities in Malawi have detected a case of polio in a young child in the southern African country's capital. It's the first time the wild virus has been detected on the African continent in 5 years. Polio spreads mostly from person to person or through contaminated water. It attacks the nervous system and can sometimes paralyze people within hours. The disease mostly affects children under 5 and has largely been wiped out in rich countries. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.